This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
And away we go. That's right. Happy Saturday morning to you. Back here with your friends on the Garden America Radio Show, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Hope things are good for you so far, and thank you again for spending part of your weekend with us. 1 hour today, 2 hours tomorrow. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. And as we always say, and it's true, the lines are open all the time at 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us, well, if you can find out where we are, you can probably sneak up behind us and follow us that way too, right, John?
You can. I put something special to me anyway, had you put it up on Facebook.
That's why I wanted you to mention this yourself.
Yeah, and last week we were talking about my granddaughter being interested in the two roses in my yard because of their names, Princess Michiko and Princess Chichibu, which were two of my Japanese roses. And I was telling you guys before the show that when I came home yesterday, there were two watercolor paintings that she put on my refrigerator for me.
And what a nice surprise to come home to that, right?
That was a nice surprise. The mess that was kind of everywhere wasn't quite as nice, but...
You got to look past that.
That's true. So we put a picture of my granddaughter, who's now 4 and a half. And
it's on our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page, and she's holding the two paintings. And then I cut a stem of both Princess Michiko and Princess Chichibu and put them in a vase, and we put those up. So if you want to see what the real roses look like, just go to the Garden America Facebook page and take a look. And we appreciate your comments. Let us know what you think.
Now, were these two roses part of the collection where you kind of were these from Descanso Gardens?
They were. And yes. These are two roses that you, Bruce, and I actually collected.
And well, don't forget your wife. She was with us, too.
As I recall, it was kind of a warm day.
Kind of. Oh, my gosh. I was sweating bullets.
That's where all that ammunition came from.
All right.
So yeah, those were some of the roses. And now, as I understand, those roses have been plowed under. So had we not done that, these roses may not be around.
That's right.
At least in the U.S. I really haven't seen them anywhere for sale, but they may be somewhere. But I'm going to make some more cuttings, and hopefully we can have them for sale at our auction this November. So we did that, and then, we got a lot of our vegetables mailed out.
Yes.
And then we start, I think our next ship date is April 18th, right, Sharon?
Yes. I have that on my calendar.
So
that would be a Monday.
Right, and right now we have everything available. So all the tomatoes are now available again, and I think we will sell out quickly, but we do have Virginia Sweets available.
Every time you say that, I think you're going to say Virginia Slims.
I don't know. You are a child of your generation, aren't you?
Virginia Slim, yeah.
So, yeah.
But they're going to start calling me Fallbrook Slim because I lost 20 pounds.
You did.
So one more pound and I'll be the same as I weighed last year when we went to Europe.
We've got the before and after pictures, which we'll put on Facebook.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
In your boxers. Yes, we do.
So does that mean when you go on our garden tour that you're going to eat whatever you want, whenever you want?
No, you don't. I will do that, but you don't gain any weight
when you're over there because
of all the walking.
So the
you
weight
do.
Gain was after?
Oh, the weight gain was after. I didn't gain anything over there. But what it does mean, Sharon, is now I'll have clothes to wear because they'll fit me.
Well, there's two things working here. Number one, yes, we walk it off. But second of all, and maybe more important, it's all fresh. It's just fresh food.
The food is healthier.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Not a lot of prepackaged stuff.
Of course, we have to have the gelato. That's going to be our little...
Not a lot of preservatives. You know, they probably don't have gelato in France, do they, Sharon?
I think they do. They have about any kind of culinary experience you could
But in Italy, there's a place on every corner.
That's right. That's right. But we are going to be... And I think quite a few of the members are going to have a post tour to Paris. That's where you would find everything and anything your heart desires or your stomach desires, at any rate. Yes.
Well, I don't think I will hold back on anything when we're over there. But the main thing is, coming back, I just got both Shannon and I got a little bit lazy, and you start eating, some fast foods and things you shouldn't eat. So,
well, but you've gotten yourself ready to go.
Yeah.
But now you've got to keep
it off.
Now
I'm excited about that.
We've got another, month, just about a month and a half?
That's right. And it's going to go by so quickly.
I know.
Yeah, did anybody play a practical joke on you yesterday?
No. You know what? I stayed right here in the studio.
Because I don't trust anybody.
I don't trust anybody yesterday. So stayed in here and was a good boy.
Well, did you read the April Fool's joke that I put on in this week's newsletter?
I briefly looked at the newsletter, but didn't read everything from top to bottom.
Well, there was one going around called the Exploding Maple Trees, it was part of an NPR feature, where people get injured because of the no carb craze going on. People aren't using maple syrup, so they're not being harvested. So these trees are just accidents waiting to happen. They're exploding
there's too much of them
because they're untapped, right?
And people fell for that one.
Yeah, right.
Now, did they fall for it hook, line, and sinker, or just hook, line? That's what you have to ask yourself.
Well, interesting part about that is, as silly as that sounds, part of it's true.
Yeah.
Because maple trees have been reported to explode when the temperatures get really, really cold. And if the sap has been rushing, they just explode. As a matter of fact, what was it the Indians used to call that one month, Sharon? It's on the website.
The moon of the cold exploding trees.
Wow. There's a topic for another show altogether.
Yeah, and a topic for me to write about. The moon of the cold exploding trees.
I
like that.
Sharon's going to read the quote of the the week today.
Because you have problems again with your computer. And fortunately, this one is rather, it's short and to the point.
And right to the point. And I think it's excellent and very timely.
And so, do you want the quote?
Yes, sure.
I thought it was timely because not only of April Fool's Day, but because of the current situation.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was from Will Rogers.
Yes, and he was a fantastic commentator on the political scene. So his quote is, and I think you're right, it is very apt, "The trouble with practical jokes is that very often they get elected."
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
No more comment is necessary.
Yes. Yes.
No, actually, a lot of comment. We just don't have time. That's all.
Okay.
So we'll just go right back to business. 1-866-606-TALK. Still in the process of trying to get a hold of our guest.
You know what? Speaking of getting hold of our guest, want our listeners to prepare for tomorrow. Because
that's our two-hour show, isn't it, John?
It is our two-hour show. And tomorrow we've got that guarantee where if you're not satisfied with the first hour, you get the second hour absolutely free.
For free.
But...
Those are called guaranteed Sundays, right?
That's right. But anyway, the second hour is going to, rather than having a guest tomorrow, we figured that this time of year we've got a lot of questions that people want to ask.
Yes.
So it's going to be open totally to your questions. So start to get prepared for that. And if you want to send an email in ahead of time with a question, go ahead and do that too.
John@GardenAmerica.com, and you can do that anytime. And you can actually feel free to call us anytime, whether we have a guest on or not. We'll put you in line. But it is that time of the year where you must have some questions, comments, situations. It is springtime. Things coming back to life. We'd love to hear from you. And again, that's 1-866-606-8255 or john@gardenamerica.com along with Sharon Asakawa and John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. We are going to step aside, take our first break. Coming right back, do stay with us. It's the Garden America Radio Show exclusively on Biz Talk Radio.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Scene. 21 minutes after the hour here on this Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us and being right there with us. Again, you can call us. What's on your mind? Questions, comments at 1-866-606-8255. That's 1-866-606-TALK here on this Saturday morning. Happy weekend to you, Brian Main, John Begnasco, and Sharon Asakawa. We're still trying to get a hold of our guest. So in the meantime, we do what we call fill in the business. When we're not expecting something like this, we fill with content, your phone calls, your questions, and that's john@gardenamerica.com. And, John, you're never without words.
No, but I am without internet connection right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's been one heck of a day for you. Now, how about Sharon? Are you...
I have internet connection, but cannot access Garden America's webmail because I was going to try and help out in case we have some emails.
Yeah, you
from
guys,
listeners.
So, did you check that you're connected to the Wi-Fi here in the building? You should probably check your connection.
I'm connected. I'm back up.
Okay, good.
So you can email john@gardenamerica.com. And we can take your questions.
And I think we do have our guest ready. I get a message that says he's on board, Sharon. So
let's get it done. Oh, this is fantastic.
Wow.
Great news.
Let's rush out and buy a lottery ticket.
Just knowing Walter is like winning the lottery.
Yeah, so I just meant because everything's going our way finally.
Our guest is Walter Reeves, and he's a good friend of ours. We just saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he is from Georgia, has written many, many books, and we are looking forward to talking to him. So good morning, Walter.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Brian.
And a good morning to you. We got a little phone interference there.
Yeah, I'm so far out of the country. I didn't realize this morning that I wouldn't get very good service out here in the countryside where I am right now. So I moved outside, and there's a little breeze going on right now. So I'm trying to cover the end of the phone with my hand. Maybe we can hear each other pretty well.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Oh, yes, much better now. So it's a little
morning, beautiful in Georgia right now. Beautiful blue sky. Good heavens, what a pretty day.
Well, that's great because there are other parts in the southern region that have not been so fortunate in the last few days. I know I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Nellie Neal, and she was saying that the weather in her neck of the woods was pretty bad, and they were very soggy out there, but glad things are going well for you. So what's going on horticulturally in Georgia right now? What are you doing as a gardener?
Nellie's is impacting me in Georgia because I've been for a week trying to buy some wheat straw bales instead of a garden, and we don't have wheat straw in Georgia because all the fields where they harvest the wheat straw in Mississippi and Louisiana are waterlogged, and so Nellie's waterlogged fields and soggy situation is impacted by gardening in Georgia.
Oh my gosh. All right. So what are you doing as far as recommending to your listeners on your show? And I know you have the Lawn and Garden Show heard every Saturday on Atlanta's radio station. What are you talking about with your listeners?
Getting ahead of weeds. For my goodness, the weeds right now, if you let them get ahead of you, they will get far, far ahead. And so I'm recommending everybody go out and pull weeds. Spot spray if they care to with a chemical, but certainly don't let the weeds come up and bloom and set seed, because if they set seed, oh my goodness, you have thousands of seeds you have to deal with for the rest of the year.
What seems to be a couple of the most common weeds that gardeners have to take care of in your southern region?
This morning on my radio show here in Atlanta, it was all about annual bluegrass, Poa annua.
Poa annua.
Bluegrass in their lawn. Yeah, big one.
Yeah.
The other one, spiny south thistle. Do you have spiny south thistle in California?
We do.
Well, we got it in Georgia, too. I'm glad to know that.
It's ubiquitous, Walter.
Right. No point in moving out here. Just more of the same.
We have Carolina geranium. We have, we got another call this morning on particularly, it's pretty much faded away right now, so nobody sees that. But hairy bittercress, another terrible weed that's scattering seeds. Every time you just touch it, look at it, scatters seeds far and wide. So those weeds are the big ones right now.
Yeah. So try and get rid of them in its earliest stages before they get entrenched, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think the earlier you can do it, the soil. I think you and John and Brian know of a thing called the soil seed bank, which means that seeds don't necessarily germinate the first year they've been dropped. They may germinate 2-3 years down the way if they're in the soil. And so if you prevent seeds from ever dropping, when you're taking it out of the soil seed bank so the weeds don't germinate next year or the year after.
Good advice. And I think what you and John and I talked about when we saw each other a few weeks back is that we knew that you had led a garden tour to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
What we did not know is that you have led a tour to Cuba, is it 4 times now?
4 times already, and the fifth one planned for this coming October. You guys go to Cuba too, and so it will be awesome to compare notes.
Yes. And so tell us why you keep going back to Cuba. What is the draw for you?
I think it's the only opportunity in our lifetimes to actually see a country change before our eyes. And that is what is happening there. They have, you know, obviously wanted to reestablish relations with the U.S., and now that relations are a lot calmer than they were 5 years ago, the economics of Cuba and the political situation there is going to change, and you, Sharon, you, John, are going to see it for what you see this year, what I've seen for these 4 times I've been, and every year a little bit more happens, a little bit more interesting things are there to see.
Did you find that it the people there themselves were very welcoming, and I imagine that in a country like Cuba, despite our past political problems, that the people themselves would be much more open than what the politicians were to us.
Very much so. Very much so. They're open-armed, basically, to Americans. They like Americans. Obviously, we're tourists. We spend money there, certainly. But because they have to live in Miami, the Cubans feel like they are almost part Americans themselves because they have contact with their American friends and family, so they know.
That's true. There's only 90 miles difference between Cuba and Florida. So, you know, we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Walter.
Yeah, questions, comments, give us a shout here. 1-866-606-TALK for our guest or one of us. 1-866-606-TALK. Follow us on Facebook. You can also email John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments. I'm Brian Main along with Sharon Asakawa. John Bagnasco, happy Saturday, happy weekend. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us as we take a break. Coming right back with more. Stay with us on the Garden America Radio Show on BizTalk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, exhale. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday. Back with your friends here. Garden America Radio Show, Biz Talk Radio, Sharon Asakawa, John Vignesco. I'm Brian Main. With a reminder, phones are open, 1-866-606-8255. Or if you prefer, you can email us, and that would be john@gardenamerica.com. Right now, Sharon, we continue with our guest.
We do indeed, and we are speaking to Walter Reeves, who has a wonderful radio show called The Lawn and Garden Show out of Atlanta. He also has written several books, including the latest one, co-written with Erica Glasner, and it's Georgia Getting Started Garden Guide. And he's telling us about his experiences in Cuba. So what gardens especially appealed to you when you were traveling through Cuba?
Well, there are two that really stand out for me. One is the National Botanical Garden of Cuba. And it started as a research project for Harvard University. And they have this enormous piece of property, and every continent or growing region of the world is represented there. So in one area, as you travel by bus from area to area, you get to see plants that might grow in Africa, plants that grow in Europe, plants that grow in the Americas. And that is really fascinating to see so many different plants sort of all in one area, if you will. So that was great to see. The other one is the orchid farm. I went to an orchid farm, orchid greenhouse, and got to see the orchidarium there.
Uh-huh.
And we went to see the organic cooperative farm. Cubans are great organic gardeners. They can't afford pesticides much, and so they have to, by circumstance, they have to use organic methods to control insects. And one of their favorite methods is one I do not recommend, Sharon. Do not do this, and our listeners, do not do this. But it works like a charm. They take old tobacco leaves and soak them in water, drain the material out to make clear, poison, nicotine-infused water, spray it on their plant, and it just kills every bug in the garden.
Yeah, yeah. Anything with nicotoids would be pretty potent, so you're
exactly
right. But we don't want to do that in our gardens. But I'm so glad that you have had such wonderful experiences taking your groups to Cuba. And we are also looking forward to our first experience to Cuba. You know, we all have scenes from movies of what Cuba was like in the 50s or earlier. And glad that it's finally, the U.S. and Cuba have reached agreements where we can once again be visiting Cuba. And Walter, thank you
so much.
You know
what? I just thought of a title for Walter's next book.
What is the title?
Yeah, this might be because I have a 4.5-year-old granddaughter, Walter, but what about What about the farmer infidel?
There you go, Walter. Something else for you to consider. But I will tell our listeners that if they want to get lots of great gardening information, do go to your website at walterreeves.com, and that's spelled R-E-E-V-E-S.com, walterreeves.com, the Georgia Gardener. And do bear in mind that title. That's quite catchy there, Walter,
hey,
for
John,
your next book.
John,
yeah.
I have a joke for your 4.5-year-old.
Okay.
What do you call a nose with no body?
A nose that nobody?
Nobody
a
nose, knows.
Nobody. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I think he liked that.
Yes.
Well, you know, the wind might be disorienting him right now.
Walter, you take care. You keep laughing. We love talking to you.
Right.
We'll have you,
know what?
You on
We're
again.
We're planning a special project with Walter for next year, too.
Yes,
we'll
we
have
are.
To
we'll
get
talk
together
about it
and
later.
Talk about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Take care now, Walter.
See you soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, very good. And
you know what?
I liked your idea, John, the name. That's good.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Now, what about listeners out there who heard us talk about Cuba and want to come with us? Remember, we can only take, I think it's like 27 people, Sharon?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's because of the accommodations in Cuba.
Right.
They're just not as readily available as in the rest of the world. So you need to sign up right away if you want to go with us to Cuba in October. And to do that, just go to gardenamerica.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then right there on the homepage in the left-hand corner is a link to our Cuba trip. And you can click on that. It'll tell you a little bit more. And in the description of after that click is another link that takes you right to the website for Earthbound Expeditions.
That's right. And I thought what was interesting, because we did have the owner of Earthbound Expeditions on, Matthew Brumley.
Right.
And I had also kind of wondered in the back of my mind, now that Cuba's open, why can't somebody just go on their own? One of the key reasons is that, Cuba's commercial facilities that are tourist-ready, there's just limited space. So, you may be able to get a ticket to go to Cuba, but to find accommodations would be a whole other different kind of a problem. So it really is best to go with a group such as ours, especially if you're interested in gardens and horticulture, and like Walter was talking about, beautiful orchids and all different kinds of plants, but also to meet the people and to enter into a country that's kind of been in a time warp for a long time, and now you get to see that it's changing.
And if you like old cars, no better place.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then the
beautiful
pre-tour
cars.
Is to Fairchild Tropical Gardens
in
Miami.
And you know what? I got the director of Fairchild Gardens. She's going to be a guest on our program.
Really?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Wow.
How about, see? You never know, John.
Well,
I never know
what's going on in Sharon's mind.
Well, this came from the back of her mind, remember?
Yes. You know, that does work both
however,
ways.
However, I have learned to read her face
the farmer
very well.
Infidel.
You have any emails yet, by chance, or is it kind of a slow morning?
Well, let's see. I did get one from our friend Kathy. Let's see.
I like the way John pre-reads it first. Got to make sure that
he's editing.
Yeah, yes, on the fly.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Uh-oh. You mean?
Oh no! Now I get it.
Okay. All right.
Well,
do
share your humor, please.
Well, this was from our good friend Kathy, and it's just the subject matter is just farmer and Fidel, right?
Yes, okay. Right.
And then it simply says, I first looked at it, I thought it said, you're not right. And then I said, what did I do wrong? And then I'm reading it, and actually what she says is, you ain't right.
Yeah, you ain't, that's good. You ain't right.
You ain't right.
I love that. That's good.
I get it.
That has so many nuances.
Is that our same Kathy friend that's going to be accompanying us to Europe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Kathy and her husband, Hank.
Oh, actually, they're just fun. They're just fun to hang out.
I think he had a knee operation, and we're hoping that he's well and moving around.
Well, if he's not, then he can hang out with my wife, Dana, who's got a toe thing going.
That's right.
And they can just kind of limp along together.
Yeah, Dana decided not to get the operation before the trip.
Because the recovery time, and she's better off doing it afterwards. She's going to tough it out. So,
yeah, I'm starting to get excited about that.
The reality's setting in, isn't it?
It is, but there's so much to do before we leave.
Yeah, well,
you know,
there is a lot. Yeah. And then Sharon said that she was going to ask her daughter to find out information for us when we're in Paris about maybe the best way to go over to Bagatelle, which Sharon's been to, and she said it's just a beautiful rose garden. I hope the roses are
not just
bloom.
Roses. Not
all
just
kinds
roses.
Of things.
Right.
I know Rosarita.
Rosarita.
Rosarie de Lille, which is in, I believe, also in Paris, is mainly roses. So maybe we can hit both of those. And I'm sure there's plenty to do in Paris for anyone who doesn't
right.
want to look at roses,
and,
right?
And Tasha and my two grandchildren, Nicholas and Emiko, will be joining us on the weekends as part of our tour, too. So
they're
everybody
be translating
can ask.
For us, right?
Yeah. They can provide more information for us there.
Great. One more segment. Time for your phone calls. Let's get on the stick. What's on your mind? 1-866-606-8255. 1-866-606-TALK here. Biz Talk Radio, Garden America with Brian Mayne. Yours truly, John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Thank you so much for joining us. And as I mentioned, one more segment to go. Do give us a call right there. 1-866-606-TALK. We are coming right back.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by Biosalt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, 51 minutes after the hour. Yes, indeed, your phone calls at 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255. You can go to our Facebook page. Check out John's cute, beautiful granddaughter with the roses she painted, the watercolor, and then right next to that picture, the real thing, which John brought in. Did you see the page? Did you check it out?
No.
Oh, you should go to our Facebook page and take a look, what? John.
I'm leery because if I get off email, I'm afraid that with my computer I might not get back. I'll try it in a second.
I agree with your granddaughter. I do love those names, but I don't know much about the Princess Michiko Rose. But
one of your relatives a consort for one of the children in the royal family?
I wouldn't call her a consort. She was a
playmate.
She was a companion. Yeah, a playmate companion. Yeah. A childhood.
Consort is
it has
not
other
for,
connotations. Yeah. Okay.
Not when applied to children.
You
though,
said playmate companion, and I started to wonder. Then you said childhood, so that cleared it up for me.
Yes. And that was actually
there?
Bruce's grandmother.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did she do? She was a companion for whom?
She was chosen by the royal family to be one of the playmates for the children of the royal family. And so she became very close friends with quite a few of them, and to the extent that when she settled in New Jersey after the war, one of the members attended, I believe, one of the colleges locally in New Jersey and would often go visit her so he could have some soul food, some Japanese food, because he couldn't get it anyplace else.
Now, who was the empress at that time?
That was Emperor Hirohito.
And who was the emperor? Was his wife referred to as an empress?
Empress, yes.
And who was she?
I don't know what her name was, okay. But yeah. But anyway, so the family has kept some ties to the royal family, and I know that Bruce's grandmother was an extremely modest woman and never would tell other people about what her background was. And in fact, the royal family, when they found out that she was going to leave for the United States, emigrate to the United States, they had told her to really, really just consider just staying with them for the rest of her life as part of the family. But she was an adventurous woman, so she struck out on her own. But at any rate, when she did go to Japan, and whenever the family knew about that, they would hire private drivers to pick her up, to drop her off at the airport, to have people she would be met when she arrived in Japan. So all that was quite exciting for the rest of us, the commoners, to see that Bruce's grandmother was treated so royally, literally. But what I was going to talk about is Princess Chichibu, because I do love the background of Princess Chichibu. Do you know much about her background?
I know that she was a controversial figure because during the war, I think that some of her allegiance was to the U.S.,
exactly.
If I'm not mistaken.
Exactly, because her father was one of the ambassadors, I believe, not only to the United States, but also to Great Britain. So she spoke English fluently. Quite an interesting woman. She did marry one of the princes of the I think it was Hirohito's brother. I'm not positive about that. But she did get married. Unfortunately, she and her husband could never have children, but she was very concerned about a lot of international matters, and I'm sure it was because of the international background that she had. But I didn't realize, I think she passed away in the 1990s, so it wasn't that long ago. Anyways, I do like the background of Princess Chichibu and that it was named after a real person. I'm presuming Princess Michiko might be Akihito's wife, but I'm not positive about that.
Well, I don't know if they're the same person, but there are two roses. One is Princess Michiko, which is this one, and then there's also
Empress
Michiko.
Right.
Which I also have in my Japanese rose collection. You know what's blooming at my house? The Ruby Falls red bud.
Is it really?
It's the first time it's bloomed for me. And I just really, really love that plant. I know Southern California is not the ideal area for it, but it just seems to be doing really well. So, and it's one that my wife likes too, so that's nice. After the show, I'm going to get some fertilizer because I've got to feed my roses. I haven't done it yet this year, and I'm going to put Biosol around all of them. I usually use a cup of Biosol per plant, and then a cup of Milorganite per plant. So that's two cups of dry fertilizer.
You can't go wrong there.
No, it's really good. And then I add a tablespoon of John and Bob's Optimizer, and a tablespoon of iron chelate.
I've got to get out there and do that. You're making me feel
guilty. Well, I could use the help, so yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, you mean me coming to your place.
Wasn't that what you just said?
You feed me. Is there food?
I'm not
you
sure.
You work for food?
Yeah, if there's food involved, yeah.
Ah.
You know, there could be food involved, but you know, the diet I'm on now is gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, caffeine-free.
You'll get lots of baby carrots.
Well, now let's see. Gluten-free. I don't even know what's in gluten, so I don't
wheat.
Know. Okay. All right. So.
No wheat.
I think everything else you said, though, I can go with. I'm very low-sugar diet. I do eat carbs, though.
Before we leave for break, though,
yes.
I think John wanted to mention the fact that we are going to have a production problem with Virginia Sweets.
Oh, that's right. We just got an email from Alice. We had mentioned that Virginia Sweets was available for when? For the 18th, April 18th. And we do have those, but that's it. There's no more for the rest of the year. So order now.
We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Please join us tomorrow, same time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. For the entire crew, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. Want to thank the gang that run the entire thing there, Brandon and the boys. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk.